Good morning. 00 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
66 degrees. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Good morning. 0100 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
67 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. W8CMN, Flint. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 0200 hours.
Partly cloudy.
67 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, W8CMN, Repeater Flint. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Good morning, 0300 hours.
Partly cloudy.
66 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. W8CMN, Flint. Good morning, 0400 hours.
Cloudy.
66 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 0500 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
66 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 0600 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
65 degrees. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Good morning, 0700 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
66 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. W8CMN, Flint. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 0800 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
66 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Good morning, 0900 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
68 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN, Flint. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 1000 hours.
Cloudy.
68 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 1100 hours.
Cloudy.
70 degrees.
EPL Mobile.
The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Good afternoon, 1200 hours.
Cloudy.
74 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN, Flint.
K8EPL Mobile.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours.
Cloudy.
70 degrees. WHCMN, Repeater Flint.
KE8UXP for KE8UXM. KE8EPL Mobile.
Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Good afternoon, 1400 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
73 degrees.
KB8OOE.
making Genesee County Radio great again. W8CMN, Flint.
Right, four, see me out there? Break before seeing you out there. Which you're pushing in your chest needs a little leather.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 75 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
K8EPL mobile. Calling. This is K8EPL. You're very scratchy coming into the repeater. Come again. You're barely readable. I can't make out what you're saying. That's not much better, a little bit. Can you increase your power?
No, this is a handheld.
Okay, I could make you out a little bit better that time. Your name here is Eric. How are you doing today? You're not making the repeater. Sorry to have to tell you that, but just letting you know, you're having a really hard time keeping that repeater open.
Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Tango Papa. He was there for a minute. He needs to go back to his previous location where you heard him more audibly.
Oh, I definitely agree. K8EPL.
You're still scratchy. Any way to make sure you're on full power and that your HT is pointing towards the repeater?
Penetrating Genesee County like no.
You're still coming in a bit scratchy. I heard some of it, but you're still scratchy, sir. This is Kilo Echo 8 Z Tango Papa. That one was a little bit better. Let's say your call sign again, please.
Penetrating Genesee County like no one else.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Z, Bravo, Sierra, Quebec. Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Bravo, Sierra, Quebec.
Now that was very readable. Wherever you're at right there, stick that or put a note in it because that was very readable. You're Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Bravo, Sierra, Quebec. This is Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Tango Papa. Readable but scratchy. Over.
Oh, that is great. I will remember this spot in my yard. my first time to use my ham radio. So, very green. Over.
Yes, that spot in your yard is a very good spot. Put an X down below your feet. That is where you need to be at. If you're still using the rubber ducky on your handheld, I would advise you getting a quarter wave. That will probably help you out as well. Or even get a mag mount and use a cookie sheet with it. Over.
Penetrating.
That's the plan. Definitely an upgrade antenna. That way it would be better. But glad to be able to connect. 73 AF8 DFC.
Well, you have a good day. This is Kilo Echo 8, Z Tango Papa, 73 and clear.
Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
Sure what to do about that.
That one was good. No static. I don't know what you were doing, where you are, but that exact last contact was last sentence you said, it's clear, very clear.
Better antenna.
can't be it all we need.
What's your call sign? It's just the top. This is call sign. This is you.
Well, I don't know what's going on with this repeater. It's having some serious issues. KBOOE.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 76 degrees.
Maybe it's not to repeater. KBAOOE Kilo Bravo 8 Oscar Oscar Echo.
The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint.
This is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot.
Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot. I'm back in there. Anyone else? Misconception ARPLC, please
Coordinating meeting of communication this time as you were the injured person of the impact.
November Bravo Echo. Don't have a lot going on here. We did participate in the North American QSO party yesterday, and aside from the fact that there was a Class G3 geomagnetic storm right smack in the middle of it, why it wasn't too bad. The band is starting to level out a little bit, I think. At least today, 20 meters within 40 was not so good, but at least now it's starting to revive the sea for this afternoon. In the neighborhood here, starting on Monday, they're going to start paving one of the streets that we're adjacent to, and so we're required to get our cars out of the drive and park them someplace else, because while they're doing the paving, we will not have access to that road at all. So we have to deal with that as well. That's about it. Back to that, NASBE.
Well, I guess the good news of that is that the end must be getting to be in sight, so that's hopefully going to be the case shortly then. Thanks if you're able to get in on the QSO party, and that worked out well. I think we're going to see where we're going to get recording, getting on the air just to see where we're going to land for frequency, and I noticed that we're up at about 8 or 9 megahertz, which seems kind of high for this time of day, so probably some effect of that storm, I'm guessing. I don't know. But still, this is a big, long learning process, understanding solar conditions. Lots of fun in it. Let's see. Next, we'll go to KAQED, the Teledar, WUSA. Mr. Jim, your comments for the net.
KADLN, this is KJBD. The name is Jim, ECRO for Washtenaw County. Not too much going on here just yet. Looking forward to getting the information for the fall SEP and seeing where it's going. Let's see, Tuesday of this week, I spent the morning at the Wayne County EOC, basically part of the group that was in there for the second practice for Fermi 24. Very good. Got to see the Wayne County EOC, meet some of the people there, and also enjoyed spending time with members of the Arctic group that were there for the exercise from Wayne County. So it was good experience all around. Had a good time. No sign-off on my PDB, but that's okay. Doesn't really matter. Other than that, not so much going on.
Making Genesee County Radio great again. W8CMN, Flint. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 74 degrees.
Yo yo, W8F. Who are you calling a yo yo? It's finally leaving the office. Long day.
I guess, but, well, I suppose that puts some potential, good stuff in play. That's good, I guess. See how that works to do.
Yeah, it makes up for the occasional Tuesday morning. I can sleep in till 9 and drink coffee till noon and do a crossword puzzle. It's been, you got those days and then you got the work 8 hours on a Sunday day. So that's fine. It's all good.
Well, I had every intention of coming home and doing this, and I ended up doing that. So here I sit.
mean, I got some stuff done, but for the most part, laundry was the big one. God, I needed to do laundry today. Today's not over, but still.
Yeah, that's one of those things that can get away from you if you're not, if you don't keep up on it. You're a little light into the system. I'd give you about an 80%. You kind of come and go just a little, stay just a little bit. It's not bad, it's copyable, but it's a little light.
I shall switch to a radio.
We're loud and clear.
Yeah, I was putzing around with that little HT I was telling you about. I was trying to see how would you do DTMF without a keypad. I've got a Yaesu that's the same way. It's not a bad little radio, but no DTMF pad, which I need. And so I was checking out this little ICOM. And it's not bad. They implement it on the fly pretty well. You know, it's not as easy as just, you know, keying up and hitting a DTMF keypad, but it's not horrible.
Okay. I will say, too, that the audio was a little light on that one, which doesn't improve the signal-to-noise ratio. You know what I mean. Audio level to signal-noise ratio when it's a little light. But I know that can be a work in progress. But anyway, yeah, so how would you do it? Would you have to, like, pre-program something in a menu, or is there an app for that, I guess, for lack of a better word?
I'm sorry, to do what? To do the DTMF? What did I brain fart on there?
Yeah, to transmit DTMF tones if you need to for node control or something else.
Okay, yeah, app threw me for a loop. No, it's just a function of the radio. You press a key, and one of the choices is DTMFTX, and direct input. And then you have to, you know, use the top knob to roll to the character you want, then hit the arrow over, and then the next character and the arrow over, and then you hit and it'll transmit whatever you put in. So it's not convenient. And then you can store memory. So if you had a node and you were frequently, you know, doing certain things like disconnecting and connecting, you could put those in the memory so you could just roll to one and hit it. So, you know, it's basically DTMF memories or a quick keypad or queue you could load up and send on the fly. But it's still, you know, character, you know, roll the knob to the character, move the cursor over. Roll the knob to the character, move the cursor over. It's somewhat painful in that regard.
Okay, I get that. It's funny, the built-in memory CW keyer in the 7700 programs the same way. You know, you don't just hit record and record in, you know, send your paddle and it records what you want. You have to go through the menu and, yeah, you dial the VFO to get the thing, and then you got to hit the arrow and get to the next thing. And the counterintuitive part is you don't get a number. If you're in a space and you want to put the number in, if you roll the VFO all back and forth, you get all the letters and some characters, but there's no numbers. You have to go to the front panel, you know, number pad and hit the 8, and then it inserts the 8. It's just a little quirky. One of the few things I actually had to go to the manual to figure out, but I want you to do it a couple times. But, yeah, well, it's more functions with fewer controls, and there's something for that.
Sorry about that. Had to tend to something. Yep. You know, I'd like to, I got a ton of handhelds, and I don't hardly use any of them except for my work one. And I should just round them all up, dump them all, and just try to find one. I wish there was one. You know, the ones we were talking about earlier, those were great radios. I liked them in almost every way. I loved my old TH-78. That was a great radio. had a keypad that was hidden behind a sliding cover, and you know, so you didn't have to have it out there, you know, all the time to get bumped. And it was a dual band, dual watch, and all that good stuff. I don't know if it could do VV and UU. I think that was just before VV UU came out, because I find that very useful, where you can have dual U or dual V on a dual bander, because I rarely use VHF, but I'm frequently doing two different things for UHF. So if I could find a really nice, you know, one that's dual band, dual watch, you know, which, you know, then that would be good. But, you know, a nice keypad. One handheld to rule them all and just get rid of everything else. I don't need any digital modes. I mean, if it came with one, whatever, you know, but I wouldn't buy it for that reason.
Well, remember the, yeah, the TH-77 and the 78 and the W-2. I have a W-2A, and I've listed for sale a few times without any bites. I guess I need to find the right price and get that listed correctly. It was a good radio. I had two new batteries for it and found a microphone and a charger cord and all that stuff. Spent more than what the thing is worth cumulatively on the market, so. Oh, well. It was rent, I guess. But, you know, in the 3218 I use all the time, but it doesn't do much, but what it does pretty darn well. With the exception of the internal speaker, the internal speaker that I think, you know, came to a diaphragm and came delaminated or something, so it sounds terrible. You know, it's kind of raspy and tinny and needs to be opened up and probably have the internal speaker repaired or replaced. That is an issue on that one, but the external speaker mic sounds fine, so just use it that way.
You and your IC32.
Yeah, it is a relic. But it's a little radio, it works. Well, anyway, I'm about 5 minutes from home, and I have not had much of a lunch, just snacks at the office, which is bad. I'm going to fix myself a cocktail or pour myself a glass of something and figure out what's for dinner. I will catch you at W8SU, KBD.
Yeah, sorry about that pause there. I had to attend to something. But, okay, yeah, I'm going to do the same 624 here. I'm going to figure out what, if anything, we're doing for Chow Futsky. I think this Ozempic might finally be having an effect on me. You know, I had that breakfast this morning, and I'm just not hungry. So I don't know if that Ozempic's finally starting to have an effect, which is one of the things it's supposed to do. That's not why I take it, but I hear that's one of the beneficial side effects for us fatties with diabetes. So, but I still got to figure out what I'm going to do, because if I don't, then I'm going to regret it, and then I'll eat something really bad, and then, you know, close to bedtime, which is worse. All right, I'll talk to you in a bit. W8FU.
W8NSU.
Nick, let me just jump in and say hi real quick, and I'm going to tend into figuring out what's for dinner here. I just noticed it's already 6:30, but how you doing?
Yeah, I just heard the end of your conversation there. I just left the grocery store myself doing the same thing, but wanted to say that Ozempic's a great one, and yes, it's exactly what it'll do. It'll suppress you a little bit, but for us, with fatty issues, it's a good one to move on.
I was already on another one, Trulicity, once a week injectable, and I asked at my last doctor's appointment, I said, can you switch me over to this Ozempic? And they said, yep, no problem. And I think it's cheaper, and you know, and not for me, it doesn't matter. It's all the same price for me, but I think it's cheaper, you know, so I don't know why they didn't recommend that. And I like the, kit is a lot better. With the one pen and the replaceable needles, you know, with the Trulicity, I had a pen for every injection. And so every injection, they have to refrigerate them all, and I'd get 3 months worth. So I'd have to have these, you know, boxes stacked up in the refrigerator, you know, and for one pen every Saturday. And then I'd have to dispose of one every week. And this one here, you know, it's you get a month's worth in a single pen, in real small and compact. So I kind of like it better in that regard, if nothing else. And if it does everything that Trulicity does, plus, you know, suppress my appetite and give me some weight loss benefits, hey, that's a big win. But anyhow, let me jump out of here. I don't know where you're at. You might comment. You were real solid when you first came in, and there's some picket fencing during that last one, but I caught everything. So I'm taking it you're running around St. Clair there.
WHCM.
Yeah, they're all good. It'll be just back in the driveway of the house. So yeah, I'm running to the grocery store and back in the driveway. But yeah, we'll do that combo the next time around. So get yourself something. 673, we'll catch you soon. We'll be there next week.
Okay, real good. Real good. Catch you later. WHCM.
WHCMN, repeater Flint. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WHCMN, Flint. WHCMN, repeater Flint.
W8FU.
W8NY sound check.
Good evening, 21 hours. 65 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 65 degrees. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint.
Hawaii testing.
Making Genesee County Radio.
Hawaii, Hawaii, Golf Cart Mobile. I'm clear. Hawaii, Golf Cart Mobile. Hawaii, sir.
Making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN, Flint. Good evening, 23 hours. Partly cloudy. 64 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint,